Virginia enacts wide-ranging set of employment-related reforms. In recent days, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger has signed into law a broad array of employment-related reforms, including paid sick leave and paid family and medical leave entitlements, prohibitions against non-competition agreements in the healthcare industry, a salary history ban, pay transparency requirements, minimum wage increases, and insurance coverage mandates for menopausal or perimenopausal symptoms. Quick hits. Virginia has enacted laws prohibiting certain non-compete agreements for healthcare professionals and restricting the enforceability of non-compete agreements for discharged employees. HB 1 and SB 1 establish a multi-year schedule to increase Virginia's minimum wage to $15 per hour by January 1, 2028. With further adjustments based on the Consumer Price Index starting in 2029. SB 790 introduces health insurance coverage for menopause and perimenopause symptoms. Limitations on non-compete. Agreements for Discharged Employees, SB 170. Governor Spanberger recently signed into law Senate Bill, SB 170, Chapter 883, which prohibits an employer from enforcing a non-compete covenant with an employee who is discharged and not offered severance, unless the employer discharged the employee for cause. Virginia's pre-existing limitations on the use of non-compete agreements with so-called low-wage workers remain. Ogletree Deacon's article, Virginia Further Limits Non-Compete Agreements, specifically covers Virginia's latest restrictions on non-compete agreements for discharged employees in detail. Prohibited and exempted healthcare. Non-compete agreements. SB 128. Newly enacted SB 128, Chapter 1114, broadens the existing ban on low-wage covenants not to compete to include all healthcare professionals. Current Virginia law restricts non-compete agreements only for low-wage employees or those classified as non-exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA. The law now prohibits employers from entering into, enforcing, or threatening to enforce such agreements with any low-wage employee or healthcare professional, i.e., any person licensed, registered, or certified by the Board of Medicine, Nursing, Counseling, Optometry, Psychology, or Social Work. The law, however, exempts the following: on-disclosure agreements intended to prohibit the taking, misappropriating, threatening to misappropriate, or sharing of certain information to which an employee has access, such as trade secrets and proprietary or confidential information, non-competition or similarly restrictive covenants with any healthcare professional, or such person's business entity as part of a sale of business, provided the restriction is reasonable in scope, duration, and geographic area. Provisions in employment agreements, through a promissory note or otherwise, that require repayment for all or a prorated portion of recruitment-related costs, including relocation expenses, signing or retention bonuses, and other remuneration provided to induce relocation or establishment of a practice in a specified geographic area, as well as recruiting, education, or training expenses from a departing healthcare professional who has been employed for fewer than 5 years, and provisions in employment agreements requiring a healthcare professional for the benefit of an employer and for a stated period of time to refrain from soliciting or attempting to solicit, directly or by assisting others, any business from any of employer's customers, including actively seeking prospective customers with whom the had material contact during his employment for purposes of providing products and services that are the same or substantially similar to those provided by the employer. Newly enacted SB 128 authorizes a low-wage employee or healthcare professional to bring a civil action to void any violative agreement and to recover liquidated damages, lost compensation, damages, and reasonable attorney's fees and costs, in addition to the $10,000 civil penalty already in place under the law for each violation. SB 128 takes effect on July 1, 2026. Minimum wage increases, HB 1 and SB 1. While Virginia's minimum wage rate currently sits at $12.77 per hour following recent inflation adjustments, House Bill HB 1 under SB 1, Chapters 350 and 351, establish a multi-year schedule for further increases. Specifically, the law now mandates the following schedule for all Virginia employers: $13.75 per hour, effective January 1, 2027, $15 per hour, effective January 1, 2028. Effective January 1, 2029, Virginia employers will be required to pay a minimum wage adjusted annually by reference to the Consumer Price Index, published by the U.S. Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. Salary History and Pay Transparency, HB 636 and SB 215. Virginia has enacted legislation further regulating the considerations Virginia employers may take into account when setting pay. Specifically, HB 636, SB 215, Chapters 1063 and 996 prohibit covered employers from 1. Seeking or requiring a prospective employee's wage or salary history, or 2. Relying on prior pay information when setting pay or making hiring decisions. The law includes a narrow exception that permits prospective employees to voluntarily disclose wage or salary histories, but only after receiving offers of employment containing initial compensation offers. In such instances, a wage or salary history may be used only to support or confirm a wage or salary higher than the initial offer. Also, like several states with similar provisions, Virginia's law requires that public or internal job postings, including those for promotions or transfers, include specific wage or salary ranges. Relatedly, all wage or salary ranges must be set in good faith and in consideration of the breadth of such ranges. Aggrieved employees may now pursue individual actions for alleged violations. The new law also authorizes the Office of the Attorney General of Virginia to enforce these provisions with successful actions carrying statutory damages of between $1,000 and $5,000. Job posting-related claims are subject to a 15-day notice and cure requirement before an action may be brought, allowing an employer to fix an issue if adequately brought to its attention. As stipulated in the statute, claims must be filed within 1 year. These requirements take effect on July 1, 2026. Pay stub record keeping requirement, HB 238, effective July 1, 2026, pursuant to enacted HB 238, Chapter 1040, employers must retain employee pay stubs or online accounting for at least 3 years after the work is performed. Volunteer Emergency Responder Leave, SB 100. Under enacted SB 100, Chapter 330, Virginia law will prohibit employers from discharging or otherwise retaliating against employees who are absent from work because they are serving as volunteer emergency responders, actively responding to emergency alarms or serving during states of emergency. To take this new emergency responder leave, an employee will need to provide his or her employer with a notice of intent to render emergency services at least 1 hour before the employee is scheduled to work, and upon returning to work, provide the employer with an incident report and an official certification that the employee was responding to an emergency situation. Employers are not required to pay employees who use this time, though employees may use paid leave for their volunteer emergency response absences. This change becomes effective on July 1, 2026. Paid sick leave, SB 199, and paid family and medical leave, SB2. Virginia recently enacted a paid sick leave law, SB 199 and Chapter 1129, as well as an expanded paid family and medical leave entitlement, SB 2 and Chapter 981. Virginia's new paid sick leave law will provide coverage to all public and private employees in the Commonwealth. The paid sick leave entitlement will accrue at a rate of 1 hour for every 30 hours worked, with an annual cap of 40 hours. For employers with at least 50 employees, paid sick leave coverage will commence on July 1, 2027, with delayed implementation for smaller employers. Meanwhile, Virginia's paid family and medical leave law establishes a payroll-funded insurance program that provides qualifying employees with up to 12 weeks of paid leave for family and medical reasons at 80% of the employee's average weekly wage, subject to a maximum weekly benefit cap set at 100% of the statewide average weekly wage. This leave can then be used for a number of qualifying family and medical-related reasons. The program will be administered by the Virginia Employment Commission, which will set the contribution amounts on October 1, 2027. The program will officially begin collecting contributions on April 1, 2028, and begin benefit payouts on December 1, 2028. Ogletree Deacon's article, "Virginia Expands Provisions for Paid Sick Leave and Paid Family and Medical Leave, Specifically Covering Virginia's New Paid Leave Laws," contains more details about both laws. Virginia Human Rights Act Expansion, SB 637. SB 637, Chapter 950, expands the statute of limitations for Virginia Human Rights Act, VHRA, claims and redefines employer to include small businesses. Previously, the VHRA applied mostly to employers with 15 or more employees. SB 637 expands this coverage to employers with 5 or more employees. Additionally, SB 637 modifies the former 300-day limitations period to permit written complaints filed with the Office of Civil Rights within 2 years from the date of the alleged discriminatory practice. This expansion takes effect on July 1, 2026. Insurance coverage for menopause and perimenopause. Symptoms, SB 790. Governor Spanberger signed SB 790, Chapter 955, into law, adding health insurance regulations covering menopause as a protected condition. SB 790 introduces new mandates for health insurance coverage and requires health insurers to provide coverage for medically necessary treatments for menopause and perimenopause symptoms, such as hot flashes, bone density loss, and sleep disruptions. The insurance mandates of SB 790 apply to policies issued or renewed on or after January 1, 2027, though they do not apply to self-insured plans. In a similar vein, Governor Spanberger vetoed bills, HB 1173 SB 258, that would have explicitly amended the VHRA to include menopause or perimenopause as a protected characteristic, thereby prohibiting employers from discriminating against employees based on these conditions. The governor explained in her official veto statement that these conditions were already protected by prohibitions against discrimination on the basis of age and sex. Au pair exemption, SB 28, Chapter 983, expands Virginia's overtime requirements to include domestic workers such as housekeepers and nannies. The Virginia General Assembly accepted Governor Spanberger's recommendation to move the effective date from July 1, 2027 to July 1, 2028. Additionally, SB 28 will not become effective unless reenacted by the 2027 General Session. Staying informed, Ogletree Deacon's Richmond office will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the healthcare, leaves of absence, pay equity, unfair competition, and trade secrets, Virginia, and wage and hour blogs as additional information becomes available. In addition, the Ogletree Deacons Client Portal covers legal developments in state pay transparency laws, salary history bans, leaves, including paid sick leave, family and medical leave, and volunteer emergency responder leave, and minimum wage laws, including the newly enacted Virginia laws. Premium-level subscribers have access to comprehensive updated law summaries and policies. Snapshots and updates are complimentary for all registered client users. For more information on the Client Portal or a Client Portal subscription, please email clientportal@ogletree.com. J. Clay Rollins is a shareholder in the Richmond office of Ogletree Deacons. Sebastian L. Brana is an associate in the Richmond office of Ogletree Deacons. Sam Sylvester, an administrative assistant in the Richmond office of Ogletree Deacons, contributed to this article. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.